factory direct wholesale pricing. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be talking about the new Chevrolet that's upcoming, called the Cruze. It's a replacement for the Cobalt, and before that, you might remember the Cavalier, but I had to keep you guessing there for a moment. It is the Cruze, and we're going to be chatting with a representative from General Motors, as well as one of our regular contributors about that, and that regular contributor attended the press launch of this vehicle, so perhaps she can give us some driving impressions as well. Also, in this hour, we're going to throw out a trivia question. I got a rather unusual one that I'm going to throw out there, and whoever comes up with the answer to the question, we will throw them in the hat, so to speak, for the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy, CEO of the Busted Knuckle Garage, is scheduled to be with us next week to pull the winner from the last few weeks here on the broadcast. Coming up in hour number two of the program on many of these Auto World stations, we'll be joined by John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance. And, of course, we'll be taking your telephone calls and telling you about some of the happenings in the world of automobiles news-wise. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth two guests. First, I want to welcome one of our regular contributors. She is frequently seen on many television shows around North America and is also the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com, Luann Hammond. Welcome to Auto World. Oh, just have Margaret. Okay. We have Margaret, and the other person that is going to be joining us this hour is with us already. It's Margaret Brooks, who is Chevrolet's product marketing director for small cars for GM North America Sales, Service, and Marketing. Margaret, how are you?
Good. Really good this afternoon.
Well, it's amazing how GM has such long titles. I don't know how you guys fit them on cards.
Well, we make the print really small, and, you know, somehow it works.
Very good. How long have you been with General Motors, Margaret?
No one really knows, including me. I think it's around 25 years, but I've just been so many places through the company, and it's just been a blast. So, you know, hard to keep track of time.
Absolutely. I can understand completely. So the latest project is the launch of this all-new, very important vehicle for Chevrolet. It's a global car, and it's called the Chevrolet Cruze. Explain to our listeners, when I say it's a global car, what exactly that means.
Well, the Chevy Cruze is an all-new compact car, and it's one that we're actually selling for Chevrolet all around the world. You know, I know a lot of us think about Chevrolet as America's brand, and certainly this is where it's gotten its start in life. What a lot of people would be surprised to know, though, is Chevrolet is really becoming very popular, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And, in fact, over 60% of our volume now comes from outside of the U.S. The Chevy Cruze was designed from the beginning to be a global car that we sell all over the world. We brought together a global team of engineers to work on it. We used resources from different parts of our business so that we had truly the best people working on it. And then we've been able to have really good success selling it around the world. And in fact, the U.S. is actually the last market to get the Chevy Cruze. We've actually already gone on sale in 60 countries, and we're really pleased with the reaction we've gotten so far.
That's
wonderful. And we think
wonderful.
America will like it as well.
I understand that you guys have done over 4 million test miles in this vehicle. Is that possible?
It certainly is possible. from the time we started the cruise, part of being a global car has really meant we had the ability to test in all kinds of different conditions. And so we logged those 4 million durability miles across all of the major continents in the harshest of geographic and climate conditions, you know, so whether it's deserts or the coldest, you know, winters, you know, or, you know, roads that haven't been fully developed that are, you know, in some ways just mud. The cruise has seen it all. And what it does is by testing under those kinds of conditions, it allows us to bring a car to America that really can stand up to anything.
That's so true, being able to be tested in such a wide range of climates and mountains and ice and snow and you name it definitely would add to the development process. And another big story with the Chevrolet Cruze, I understand recently you guys announced that the starting price is $16,995, so you've kept the price quite low.
That's right. For under $17,000, Cruze is an exceptionally well-equipped vehicle. Basically, all the key equipment most people would expect is on standard. But even more importantly, I think the value proposition with Cruze is really, really strong. We really set out to offer upscale presence and amenities when we design Cruze. And so that means in many respects, Cruze really meets the kind of standards people expect in a much more expensive and higher price class vehicle. Things like quietness, you know, handling, ride, comfort, you know, were really, the targets were set to a much more expensive vehicle, and yet at the same time, we're able to offer great fuel economy, and then, of course, the affordability that comes with a car that starts at $17,000.
Dimensionally, the vehicle that replaces the Chevrolet Cobalt, how does it stack up to the Cobalt? Is it about the same size? Is it any longer, any wider, Margaret?
Well, it's in the same segment, and it competes against the same key competitors. But really, Cruze has been designed to be a little roomier. One of the places that you really see that pay off, we've stretched the wheelbase, and so as a result, you know, there's a little more leg room. We've been able to put a little more width into the car. And very importantly, the Cruze has significantly better cargo capacity. And in fact, it's about 3 cubic feet larger than the key competitors in its segment. So it's really a win for the customer.
For those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to check out some pictures of the Cruze, as far as a styling statement is concerned, how would you describe the exterior styling treatment of the Chevrolet Cruze?
Well, I said that, you know, we set out to offer upscale presence and amenities, and certainly it starts with the styling. We've had actually a lot of people who said, you know, it almost kind of looks like a small luxury car. And, you know, we've been very generous in the use of chrome. The basic design is really sophisticated and understated. It's got a large sweeping arc, you know, that smoothly goes from the front hood over the roof into the tailgate or into the deck lid area. You know, one of the things we've heard from customers, and particularly the younger customers who buy compacts, is they want a car that looks very sophisticated and mature. And, you know, they don't want a car that says, you know, look at me, this is my first car. They want something that really says, you know, that they're past that starting out point in life and that they're on their way. And so we really set out Cruze to have that very upscale feel. It's got a very characteristic Chevrolet look. When you look at the front face, clearly it has very strong resemblance with other members of the Chevy family. But it's done it in a way that, you know, feels right. And it has kind of a vibrancy and an optimism. That's what you'd expect from a small car.
Hold that thought, Margaret. We're coming back on the other side, and I think Lou Ann Hammond is not that far around the bend. We'll throw out a trivia question as well. Everybody stay put. You're listening to Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We're going to throw out a trivia question, courtesy of my wife, Sharon. Are you ready for this one? This is a real challenger. What is a padiddle? What's a padiddle when it comes to automobiles? What is a padiddle? If you can tell me what a padiddle is, not only will you surprise me, but you will also be thrown in the hat for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What's a padiddle? No, it's not a food. What's a padiddle? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're telling you all about a very unique new offering from the folks at Chevrolet in this hour. And we are joined by Margaret Brooks, who is the Chevrolet Product Marketing Manager for Small Car. She's telling us all about the Chevrolet Cruze, and also joining us right now, the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com, frequent contributor to many TV and radio shows across the nation, Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Lou Ann.
So, Lou Ann, you attended the national press launch of this vehicle and had the opportunity to drive the Cruze. Why don't we ask you, before we continue to ask Margaret questions about the ins and outs of the vehicle, tell us your initial driving impressions.
Liked the car, loved the interior, easy, intuitive. It fits right in with the rest of the commuter cars that we have been driving in that segment, so I think it's going to do just fine.
Excellent. Margaret, let's talk a little bit about what's under the hood. I know this vehicle achieves some rather remarkable fuel economy. It's not a hybrid vehicle. Tell us about what is offered as far as engine choices.
Well, we have two all-new engines for the Chevy Cruze. We have a 1.8-liter four-cylinder that comes standard on our entry-level LS model. And then we have an all-new 1.4-liter turbo that is going to be our up-level engine on most of the volume, on about 70% of all volume. And the great advantage of the 1.4 turbo is it gives you the great fuel economy that comes with a very compact, small displacement engine while giving you the kind of performance that you'd expect from a larger engine.
Wow, so kind of the best of both worlds, Lou Ann. You're getting good performance on the road, and at the same time, you're passing by a few fuel pumps along the way.
That's about time, isn't it, Bob? The nice part is that you're seeing this all along each manufacturer, but also in Chevy as well. You know, they'll bring out the Volt in the next year, and which gets the first 40 miles in electric power, and then goes on after that to get 300 or so total through electricity generator on board. You see so much going on with them, and the Ecotec Turbo with the six-speed automatic transmission is just exactly what we need right now, because by 2015 or so, we're going to need to get up to 35 miles per gallon per cafe for the EPA requirements.
Margaret, a little bit more about that engine. So it's 1.4 liters in size. It's a turbocharged engine, and as Lou Ann says, it's available with a six-speed automatic. Is that the exclusive transmission for that engine?
Well, actually, we have two transmissions available, both with six speeds. The standard condition is a six-speed automatic. We also have a model, the Cruze Eco, which was optimized for fuel economy, uses the 1.4-liter turbo, and comes standard with the six-speed manual. And that model, we expect, will get 40 miles per gallon on the highway. So it's really the kind of fuel economy people expect from a hybrid, but, of course, without the hybrid price point.
Absolutely, and I understand that the Eco actually uses some other technologies, including ultra-low-resistant tires. Explain that for our listeners.
Well, you know, we set out with our Eco model to optimize for fuel economy. So instead of starting with the lowest-level vehicle, we started with a mid-grade vehicle with really good trim, all the kinds of options that customers expect. And then we optimized around it through aerodynamics, through management of mass, and using the 1.4-liter turbo. One of the things we did for aerodynamics, Cruze is the first compact car in the U.S. to use aero shutters. These shutters basically close once the vehicle hits about 37 miles per hour. So they stay in the closed position as you're cruising. And then as you're braking, once you hit about 35 and are slowing down, they open back up to give airflow. There are some other aerodynamic treatments on the vehicle, like underbody panels to allow air to flow around the car, a small lip spoiler in the rear so that air really just works with the vehicle design. And then, very importantly, the ultra-low rolling resistance tires you mentioned, which are the exact same tires we use on the Chevy Volt.
Very good. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free line from around North America. Mary joins us in Iowa listening on KXEL News Talk 1540. Mary, welcome, and how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
You want to take a stab at the trivia question?
Yes, I do. A padiddle is a car with one headlight.
I can't believe it. You got it right. Congratulations. You got it. Excellent. My wife was saying that last night. My wife is from New Jersey. I am from Massachusetts. I have never heard that expression before. And I
it's
pretty common.
It's pretty common here in Iowa.
Very good. Excellent. What kind of vehicle do you currently drive, Mary?
We have a Trailblazer and we have a Pontiac Grand Prix.
Well, she's a GM person. Margaret, you got to like that.
I do. I appreciate Mary's business and everybody else's out there.
Well, wonderful. Well, Mary, you solved the riddle a lot quicker than I expected, so you're going to get an extra special prize here from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're going to make sure you get that prize. So hang on the line for Matt, my producer at GCN, and he'll get all of your important information. Thanks so much. Well, my wife was right. It wouldn't be the first time. I never heard of that expression. Luann, have you ever heard of a padiddle before?
Never.
See, and Luann,
for some reason I remember padiddle padaddle, but I doubt that has anything to do with anything.
And remind me, you grew up actually in North or South Carolina? I forget.
Well,
I was all over the place. I know, but
right. Yeah, my father was in the military, so we went to high school in Japan, but I was born in South Carolina.
I knew you had you were a Carolina girl at heart. Yeah,
but I live in California.
And we'll pull Margaret on the other side about the padiddle riddle. As Auto World continues all across North America, don't go away. I'm Bob Long. For the first time in its company's history, Porsche has entered the luxury sedan sports market with the all-new Panamera. Dr. Stefan Uch is director of product planning for Porsche.
It was really not that easy because with the big engine, the V8 4.8 liters twin turbo, we had to put the front axle through the oil pan. So therefore it was like a surgery at an open heart. So it has 500 horsepower, 568 foot-pound torque. The center console that goes through the whole interior, so you have four single seats, so each passenger has his own zone. The driver of the Panamera should feel like pilot in its cockpit.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great
Genesis.
Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live all across North America. We want to welcome a number of new stations, including AM 900, The Talk of Maui. We appreciate very much you picking up all 3 hours of this illustrious broadcast. We've been on the air since 1992 and hope to be on the air for many, many more decades to come. We are joined by two folks, one of our regular contributors. She is the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com. She's on the TV all over the place and on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show, Lou Ann Hammond, along with Margaret Brooks, who is from Chevrolet, telling us all about the new Chevrolet Cruze. Margaret is the Chevrolet product marketing manager for small cars. We had that little fun trivia question out there, and I polled my producer Matt at Master Control Studios in Minnesota, and he knew what a peditel is. So the score here is my wife knew the peditel, Matt knows the peditel, Mary in Iowa knew the peditel, Luann didn't, I didn't. What about you, Margaret? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in the Michigan area, and actually I did know what a peditel was. I learned about it from a friend in college.
Well, there you go. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Kettering University.
Excellent. So I guess the peditelers win here. If anybody wants to chime in on the peditel riddle, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we're chatting all about this new vehicle from Chevrolet, the Cruze, and we've been telling you about the engine and the fuel economy. And let's talk a little bit about the different trim levels, Margaret. How many will be available for the cruise when it launches?
Well, there are four different trim levels. The LS, which is a really well-equipped entry model. The LT is our mid-level that comes with a little more equipment, as well as the 1.4-liter turbo. And then the LTZ is the fully decked out. There aren't many options you can't think of that aren't there. And then finally, the Eco model, which I talked about, which is our very high-efficiency model that gets up to 40 miles a gallon on the highway.
Excellent. As you mentioned a little bit earlier, Margaret, the vehicle is very roomy inside, and just reading some material online here during the break, it's got more room and space than the Corolla or the Honda Civic, so that's certainly a big achievement.
Yeah, we really set out to overachieve when it came to roominess. We thought it was important in the compact segment. You know, we're seeing more and more customers moving down from larger vehicles, and so we wanted to give them just a little bit more room. You know, they're trading to smaller cars because they want the great fuel economy that comes with them. But it's still, you know, they're used to bigger vehicles, and that's where we think Cruise will fit so well, because it just gives that little extra on roominess, more upscale amenities, and then, of course, you know, great fuel economy, including a 40-mile-per-gallon Eco model.
Excellent. And also reading a little bit more about the build process, you're using a triple-sealed acoustic laminated glass windshield and liquid-applied sound deadeners. So, again, kind of upscaling the vehicle. And as you mentioned, you can get a lot of luxury appointments on this vehicle, including leather seats. I remember not that long ago, you couldn't get leather seats in a car like the Cruise. Luann, do you remember that time? It wasn't that long ago, just a few years ago.
You know, it's amazing how much this compact segment has grown, Bob, in luxury and in safety and all the things that Margaret is talking about, because right now the Cruise may look like it's a little bit more expensive when you first look at it, but if you look at the amenities that the Cruise has, 10 airbags, I believe, Margaret?
Yes, it does have 10 airbags standard.
Right. So you look at those things and you go, okay, there's a reason that you have a starting price that's a little bit more than the other starting prices, and that would be one of them, is the amenities that can be offered. And I might also add that when it comes to price, Chevy includes their destination charge. And I just came back from an event with Nissan. They don't include their destination charge, which I just don't understand, because you can't buy a car without adding in the shipping and the handling charge on it. So make sure when you're looking for a car, folks, that you're doing your background check of including every price, because some of these car manufacturers are not including shipping and handling. So just a word to the wise.
Yeah, no, that certainly doesn't make any sense at all. Let's talk a little bit more about safety. As Luann pointed out, 10 airbags, and it's also got a lot of technologies like StabiliTrack and electronic stability control, traction control, four-wheel anti-lock brakes. Are all those standard, Margaret?
All that safety equipment is standard, as well as OnStar, with 6 months of both directions and connections, and the you know, full safety package, which is what everybody thinks about when they think about OnStar. So, we you know, safety is so important to us. You know, most of the people working on the Cruise team, we have kids. We care as much about our families as anyone, and we just think about, you know, our own families being in the vehicle. And so we equipped it with the absolute highest level of safety equipment that we offer on any vehicle, because it's so important for customers.
Absolutely. As you pointed out, the OnStar directions and connection plan includes turn-by-turn navigation standard for the first 6 months, and, of course, the OnStar standard automatic crash response for the first 6 months. So those are just invaluable items to have, excellent safety items there. And you're also including, I understand, making available the Bluetooth technology?
Yes, we have a package that's available on our base vehicle, and standard on some of the up-level models. It's a connectivity package. It includes steering wheel radio controls, and it allows you to operate. It has Bluetooth as well as a USB port, and basically you can use your phone without ever taking your eyes off the road, which we all know is so important today, to just, you know, really stay focused on driving and really pay attention.
And in the realm of entertainment, you've got plenty of options there, including a non-speaker Pioneer sound system. This is something new for Chevrolet and General Motors, as far as I know. I don't remember the pairing of the Pioneer audio brand with any General Motors products in the past.
Well, we actually are using an up-level Pioneer sound system also on the Equinox.
Oh, okay.
But this won't be the last time, I don't think, that we'll be working with Pioneer. We are thrilled with the kind of sound quality that we've been able to get out of the Pioneer sound system. And when you combine a great sound system with an amazingly quiet vehicle, it really makes for a great environment for both the driver and passengers alike.
Luann, how did you like the quietness of the Cruise? How would you compare it with some other comparable models that you have driven on launches or recently at home in your own personal press pool?
So I have, I'm not even going to mention the names. The Chevy did just fine. I've got a car in my driveway right now that just has so much road noise, and yet you can still hear some kind of bolt that's loose in there as well. So it's like, great. But no, the Cruise is doing just fine. Chevy has a great NVH, noise, vibration, harshness, and they take care of those things. They are offering just so much on this. Some of the options that I like is the in-dash navigation system with 40 gigabyte hard drive.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate so much you joining us each and every week at this time. When you get a moment, you can check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, my all-encompassing radio website, BobLongRadio.com, and also check out the network's website, GCNLive.com. You can listen to archives of this program, subscribe to a podcast, and listen to some of the other fine programs as well anytime, 24 hours a day. While you're checking out websites, check out DrivingTheNation.com. That's the new one from Lou Ann Hammond, who joins us along with Margaret Brooks from General Motors, telling us all about the Chevrolet Cruze. And Lou Ann, before the break there, you were telling us about the available navigation system. Sounds pretty cool, and it sounds like it has an enormous hard drive. Tell us about it.
40 gig. Yes, 40 sir.
Gig. Wow. So, Margaret, is that meant to store music, or what's going on with that?
Or a whole lot of music?
A lot of music. Yeah, absolutely. You know, more and more customers, obviously, you know, they're not using, you know, CDs anymore. Everybody either brings it themselves on an iPod, or it's an opportunity to just store it directly on your sound system.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like a lot of manufacturers are doing that, like you say, allowing people to rip their CDs into a hard drive or use the iPod device. So that's very cool technology. Any other features on the vehicle, Lou Ann, that you were particularly impressed with?
You know, I just really like the interior. I like the way, and I've said this before, the intuitiveness of it. I hate going into a car and trying to figure out things. I still have not, as many years as I've been driving Chryslers, have not figured out how to set their radio programming. And I have to remember, and I have to get the book out every time. And so, it's those little things that just bug you about a car. And so Chevy is very intuitive with their design and how they work it. I like the fact that they offer the 1.8 and the 1.4 Ecotec, and they'll be bringing out the Cruze Eco that'll get over 40 miles per gallon. It will be on the manual transmission, so make sure if you want a manual that you could get the Cruze, because you'll be saving gallons of gasoline. And, you know, the Cruze LS starts at under $17,000. It's a great deal.
Definitely. Margaret, are you expecting a lot of non-normal Chevrolet buyers, conquest buyers, to take delivery of a cruise?
Well, we've actually had really good experience with a number of our recent launches at Chevy in bringing new people into the Chevy family. About 50% of our buyers are actually new to General Motors overall. And, you know, so more than 50% will probably be new to Chevy. And particularly for Cruise, it's a segment of the market where we really haven't been participating actively for, you know, the last 10, you know, years within the small car market as much as what we would like to. So we really think this is an opportunity to bring a lot of new people into the fold, especially younger customers who have the opportunity to be customers for life.
Yeah,
hey, hey, Margaret, I got a question for you. Of that 50% that's new customers, do you have the breakdown of how many are on the coast, on California, or East Coast and West Coast?
Well, we typically with small cars will do better on the East Coast than the West Coast. East Coast is a small car area, and we have a really strong Chevrolet dealer network on the East Coast. The West Coast, that's going to be one of the areas where we're really going to put some focus on going after conquest opportunities. We're going to be working with our dealers, and it'll be an all-encompassing effort to really you know, go back and essentially relaunch the Chevy brand for the West Coast.
Yeah, the reason I ask this question, Bob, is because you kind of expect people to buy General Motors and Ford and stuff in the Midwest.
Yeah.
When I see a big jump in the number of sales in the East Coast or the West Coast, then I know this is more of a nationwide car that people are going, oh, this is an interesting car. And so that's what I've looked for. I remember when the Buick, I believe it, Buick Enclave came out, the sales on the West Coast were like 144% for Buick, up from the month before it came out. And that says to me that people are looking differently at those cars than they have other cars. So that's what I look for.
Margaret, it's interesting that you use the word kind of launching the Chevy brand, relaunching it again on the West Coast for the smaller car buyers. Is it kind of an education process? Because that's what I find with lots of younger Americans who perhaps grew up in a family where the family car was a Japanese car. You know, a lot of these younger people, you know, kind of have a... they don't have any recollection of anything positive about American vehicles, and it's unfortunate because, as we all know, all the domestic vehicles have improved by country miles in quality, and most mechanics that I talk to say there is no difference anymore between imported vehicles and domestic vehicles.
Well, when people on the West Coast think of Chevy, generally what they think of is Chevy trucks.
Yeah.
Silverado does very well. Tahoe, Suburban have historically done very well for us on the West Coast. With some of our recent launches, we've actually made some real inroads in California and in other coastal regions. Malibu is a great example of we worked really closely with our dealers. We put in a multifaceted plan that had stronger advertising and additional training, and we made some really nice gains with Malibu. We're seeing similar success with our Equinox. The biggest challenge we have with Equinox is it doesn't matter where you are in the country, you know, they're still pretty hard to come by because they're selling literally as fast as they arrive off the trucks. And we're seeing that in California, on the East Coast, as well as in the Heartland. And we think with Cruise, we have another car that has the opportunity to really do well in the coastal regions. It's the right kind of car. It's a segment of the market where a lot of people in the coastal areas buy it, you know, compact vehicles. Fuel economy is really important, especially if you've got one of those really long commutes, which I know a lot of people do in California. And, yeah, that's going to be an area that we're really going to work at. And we need to tell the story to customers that Chevy is so much more than just trucks.
That's a very good point. Luann, I think Margaret brings up a really good point with those comments.
I think so, too. Fortunately enough, though, my rush hour traffic consists of one dog and two cats. But I do see it. I live in Auburn, California, north of Sacramento, and on Friday nights we do not go out on 80 East because everyone is going from the Bay Area up to Tahoe, and on Sunday afternoons 80 West is just a bear. Nobody goes out then either on the highways because they're all trying to get home then. And, you know, you've got to have the kind of vehicle that can take you anywhere you want to go in this state, because we have everything that you could ever want in California, whether it's snow or sun or beach or whatever. We've got it, and the car has to meet those requirements.
Margaret, when will the Cruze be available at Chevrolet dealerships around North America?
Well, we're about 2 weeks away from starting to ship cars to dealerships. And so I think you'll see cars in dealerships by the late end of September, early October, depending on what area of the country we're talking about.
That sounds exciting, and I would imagine probably at the upcoming Specialty Equipment Market Association show, the SEMA show in Las Vegas, the industry show, that there may be some customized versions of the Cruze out there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Actually, I think you'll see Cruze and maybe even a couple other surprises that will be customized. Cruze.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
You know I won't tell, but definitely show up at the SEMA show, and Chevy's going to have a great presence. We've been having a blast planning what we're going to put together for almost a year now, and it's really going to be a big small car story. And
just,
you know,
a little hint of something. Just a little.
It's going to be a really big small car story.
Very
and
good.
And who knows? Maybe we'll even show something in addition to just Cruze.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Margaret Brooks, Chevrolet Product Marketing Director for Small Cars. Thanks so much for your time here today on Auto World.
Nice to be here.
And Luann, thank you, my friend. We'll catch up with you again real soon.
Always my pleasure. Thanks so much, Margaret.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. Up next is John Hotchkiss after the news.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.